Makers of Colston, your favorite mealtime drink of millions of American homes, present those two lovable old characters from the hill country, Mom and Abner.
Hello? Yes, ma'am, this is Jim. Oh, no. You didn't. You and Jim in the row? Now, listen, Mary. You don't look like that. If you said you were going to leave, I honestly think maybe it was partly your fault. I hate to say it, dear, but you know, Jim has been lagging him quite a bit lately, and maybe he just couldn't stand it.
Well, one something you didn't bear, partner. Having a friend, partner, you've been pretty lagging lately. But you know, I don't believe it's your fault. It means it really isn't anybody's fault. Because very often in having this position means that you thought doctors call and never irritable. And maybe the real cause is coughing nerves. Of course, many people can drink coffee and not become nervous and irritable, but you may be one of the many others who shouldn't touch it. So, if you think coffee makes you touchy and cranky, switch to Colston. Because Colston can't possibly affect your nerves. It contains no caffeine, no stimulant of any kind. And Colston's cheering and fragrant. Steaming in the cup, Colston has a flavor that's most delicious. Try Colston, friends. If coffee makes you nervous and irritable, drink Colston instead of coffee. And after a fair trial, say 2 weeks, see if you aren't mighty thankful, too, that you switched to Colston. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the citizens of Pine Ridge are all excited over the motion picture that the film will be made in that city. Representatives of the company have been found all week selecting locations for the picture, and it looks as though they'll be underway within the very near future. And we're looking over the community today, we found Abner over at the Down and Down store. Come on, I just entered.
It's a what?
The script. The story they're going to make the moving picture out of.
Oh, well, is all of that there just about the moving pictures?
Yeah, sure.
Well, that's as thick as a mail order catalog, huh?
Well, it's a regular full-length picture, you know. The worst part about it is we got to learn it by heart.
Learn all that that's in there by heart?
Yes, sir.
Bogus, I might as well just stop right now. I couldn't learn all of that in 40 years.
Well, you just have to learn your part.
Oh.
This is everybody's part, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Have I got very much to say?
I don't know. You ready? You just started about a day.
What? How long are you going to give us to learn it?
Well, I don't know. You said the other actors will be in here from Hollywood Saturday.
Saturday, huh?
Yeah. Look here. Don't that make you?
What was it,
sir?
I haven't got my
spectacles on. Mom and Abner in their first motion picture. Story by Barry Chivers and Robert D. Andrews.
Yeah, good
for us. Original story and screenplay. Final draft.
What does that mean,
sir? I don't know. Well, that ain't been our biggest movie. All we're supposed to do is act in it.
Yeah.
We haven't been over this one stage yet, Scott.
I have not been asking quite to do it.
That's the character. Oh, that's the idea.
Who all better say that? Has it got my name in there?
Let me see. Mom and Abner as themselves.
Huh?
I don't know what that is in there. Proprietors of the Jotham Down store, the hub of activity in the little town of Pine Ridge. So there, they'll have to use the store for the picture, and you bring it to Squire Skimp.
Now, Ron, you said you wouldn't bring that up no more.
Yeah, that brain digging around. I never said nothing.
Promise.
Then do it. But from here on, don't you sign no kind of legal documents when I ain't here to give you my advice on. And you'll stay out of trouble.
Well, go ahead, read the story if you're going to.
Well, I ain't on the case, kid. Dr. Walt Barnes, he has the office upstairs over the John and Dan store. Kindly, quiet, modest. For years, the only doctor in Pine Ridge.
You sounds like not one.
Well, that's when they get a change of name. An RFB doctor who works without modern equipment, inviting substitutes.
I thought they called a doctor Andy. That's what Dr. Morris got.
That's right, here. The RFB doctor. More like a typical graph. Let's go take him out the mail route in the airport.
I think we
ought to
hear some of that,
Terry. Anyway, it says his whole life is locked up in his son, young Walter. A keen, intelligent, ambitious young man who hopes soon to marry Alice King.
Well, not really ain't got no son named Walter.
I told you they changed up his name.
Oh, go ahead. Who'd you say he's gonna marry?
Alice King.
Well, I don't know her either. Who is she?
Well, I ain't heard of her. Where's that here? Alice King. Young and beautiful. She has acted as postmistress since her father's death.
Well, I'm going to talk this period of acting as postmaster while the congressman is away.
I told you they're changing all these names, Abner.
Grand Pop's name's going to be Alice King in the picture?
No. They're going to make out like we got a girl postmistress.
Oh. Yeah, I reckon it would be better. Couldn't have a doctor son for when another thing to
get. Yeah. I'm living in here. But there lives a leading lady. One of the heroes of the picture.
Yes, huh?
And she's in love with the doctor's son. Well, what have I got to do?
Well, Doc, was you in on the girl falling in love with you?
I never thought much about it. I thought it was just natural suppose.
Did they tell you she was going to?
No, but I really didn't. Well, see, I played the part of the young doctor. Yeah. That's the part. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, if he's just a young fella according to that long, he didn't have no mustache like you got there.
I could shave it off, couldn't I? I've shaved it off before.
Well, you always look like you just got up out of a thick bed when you're doing it.
Let me read that description of him again. Walter Barnes, a keen, intelligent, ambitious young man who hopes soon to marry Alice King.
Sounds the right sword like me, all right. It's young.
Well, how old do you think I am, anyway?
What? Well, I wouldn't call you young.
There's got to be somebody running around in Walters.
No.
Anyway, I don't want to talk to that fellow Carlo. He didn't change that for me. If you don't, he's going to make it awful embarrassing for me.
What embarrassing?
To be right honest, I've been counting around, and I'm the fellow the leading lady is going to fall in love with.
I'm goodness sake.
Well, I natural suppose she would.
Why, they told you they'd harm you to act like you always do. You just play the part of a storekeeper.
You've seen a girl fall in love with a storekeeper?
Not so long you showed me the picture of yesterday. She looks like she's got too much sense.
What did you mean by that remark?
I mean she's young and pretty. She ain't gonna fall in love with no backwoodsy storekeeper.
Who's a backwoodsy storekeeper? Look at these clothes. You never seen nothing but a moving picture actor wearing stuff like this.
I never seen nobody with a get up like that you've got on them. Yellow pants and checkered coat and them colored spectacles.
Well, you just don't know the styles in your trouble.
Well, I'm dressed all right. They just want me to be a storekeeper in Pine Ridge.
Well, I don't want to be a storekeeper in Pine Ridge. I want to do something where I can do some acting. Win the Academy Awards they give every year.
Well, you ought to be glad to get any kind of a part, Ron. Go ahead, read the rest of it, sir.
I don't know whether I want to read the rest of it or not. Disgusted. might not even be in it. That's the way they're going to treat you.
Oh, you're acting like some young and long. They couldn't put enough chains on you to hold you to keep you from making a picture. Now, go on and read the rest of it there.
I'll read it, but I ain't saying I'll do it. Well, I am. Oh, yeah. Young Walter's greatest rival for Alice's affections is a local boy who has made good type. Wait a minute, I'm going to. That must be who I am, I said. Did you hear that? A local boy who makes good.
Local boy?
Yeah. They know what they're doing. They want to call me a boy and tell them business. I know these clothes made me look younger. Maybe I'll show that to some of these smart alecks around down here.
On the goodness, I'd have never believed it.
Yeah, that's fine. Me and the young doctor's son both in love with the sea. And when we got down to Alan, that's where the name's over to. I don't care what the place is.
Well, you've got to do what they say for you to do, Ron.
Yeah, but the minute they see me in some of them large things, they want me to be the one to win it, regardless of what they got wrote there.
Well, what about you being a storekeeper?
I'd still be a storekeeper and still be in love with her. So they're a local boy who has made good. They might have me owning the whole store by myself, for all I know.
Well, here, wait a minute. I'm a half-owner in this store. What am I supposed to do?
You might be a dealer boy or something. Or a clerk. I'm hard to work for me.
I know that I won't do it. I'm owning half of this store, and I'm going to be a half-owner in the picture. I won't be any.
Well, you have to do whatever they've got wrote down here, Abby. Don't bawl me out. I wasn't the one that wrote it. You can't be changing the story. Then you're really making a hero out of me, aren't you? Leave the rest of them, see what else they got.
I don't want to hear it. I ain't going to be no clerk or no dealer boy.
Hey, Abner, what difference does it make? It's just a play. Sit back down there now and let me see you.
Yes,
thank you. Young Walter's daily rival for Alice's affections is a local boy who has made good type. The town stuff shirt. He hopes to marry Alice to share in the estate. He knows her Aunt Agatha will leave her. Wait a minute. A very overbearing and egotistical individual. What is that stuff shirt business?
I wasn't saying nothing. Don't you know what a stuff shirt is?
You know, but according to this, it ain't a hero. What is a stuff shirt?
Why, if somebody thinks that he's smart in the air, this side of a sort of a thing.
All right, then, if that settles it, I won't do it. I won't be in that blame thing.
Well, here now, don't throw the story on the floor, Lon. They want that thing back. I just got my part in it.
Yeah, do I look like the kind of a fella to you, like a stuff shirt?
Now, wait a minute. Yeah, look here, Lon. This part ain't for you, no way. This is Will Danielson. Now, heavy, whatever that means, says right here. You're just the same as I am. You're just a storekeeper, Lon.
Oh, well, let's see. Yeah, that's fine. I tell you, that's what I want to be anyway. A small town store.
Don't forget, friends, at this same time, we'll go for another visit to Pine Ridge with Lum and Abner. Blue Crosby speaking. And remember, Poston, your best bet for a good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System. Thank you.